Retirement packages are being
offered to those who are
35 years old and have been with the company for 30 years, and those who are at least 58 years old with 10 years' experience. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with British accents. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, take it from a Brit.
Oi, balmy insurance bloke sucking dosh out your pocket. It's balmy. Liberty Mutual won't leave you stint, mate.
Can you just say Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need?
I think that's what I said, you blooming.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection and get the whole story or schedule a demo.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see pretty much clouds and rain on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 54, 55 degrees. Tonight, yep, the rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 50. For Wednesday, Thursday, and for Friday, hey, want to guess what it is? Yep, more rain, clouds, high temperatures, actually a little warmer, 58 to 60, with clouds and rain through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
And what is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. And one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to our good news segment. Susan Pepper is joining me here today, Vice President of Pharmacy Practice at Express Scripts Pharmacy, and we are here to talk about how the pandemic has transformed the role of pharmacists. Susan, it's great to have you here.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
To transform the role of pharmacist, that is like a super understatement for me, given what I've seen, what I've seen in the way the men and women that I work with in my pharmacists store or wherever people get them. I mean, it has been like overnight they have responded. What is your experience of this? How has the role of the pharmacist expanded? And, you know, I think a lot of times, Susan, it just goes unnoticed. I mean, all of a sudden you show up and your pharmacy is well protected with certain screening or glass or so forth. But what have you seen? What is happening in the industry?
Thanks so much for the question. And I think it really is underappreciated how the role of the pharmacist has changed, not only during the pandemic, but really over the past 30 years or so. If you think about, you know, the role of the pharmacist primarily is seen as being dispensing medications. And that's a really important role to make sure patients get their medications appropriately and safely and get the right information about their medications. But during the pandemic, there's been so much information that patients need about vaccinations and where to get vaccinations and how to get vaccinations and the safety of the medication supply chain and can I get my medication when I need it. And to your point, pharmacists have really stepped up and responded. And pharmacy is one of the most trusted healthcare professions, and they've really come through during the pandemic in a big way to be a frontline provider of healthcare, not only by providing the COVID-19 immunization and vaccination itself, continuing to dispense over 4.5 billion prescriptions a year to patients in the United States, but also being a provider of information that is incredibly important during this time of uncertainty.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we know up close and personal because our nephew and his wife are pharmacists in New York City. And so if you ever want to talk about underappreciated, we could do a whole nother show about that. But we're also, you know, we're also part of hearing what some of these changes and information. I love that you're doing this. I want to ask you this question, if I could, Susan, if you don't mind. Look, you are vice president of pharmacy practice. You are responsible for a lot of things. I want to know what's in your heart. I want to know, when you wake up each day, what is it you want to make sure the people listening to this short interview know?
It's a great question. So first and foremost, I am a pharmacist. I wake up every day with a heart for patient care, and that's what our 1,100 pharmacists at the Express Scripts Pharmacy, are oriented to provide each and every day. The thing that's most important to me for patients to walk away from and understand from this conversation is pharmacists are there to help, and only 10% of patients who receive a prescription actually take advantage of speaking with a pharmacist and receiving that information. Pharmacists are highly trained, have specialized knowledge about disease states, conditions, how medications can help, and I would really encourage patients to take advantage of that knowledge. Ask simple questions. Should I take my medication with food? Should I take it on an empty stomach? What over-the-counter medications might impact or interact with my medication? What are common side effects that I should be aware of in case I experience them? Should I avoid anything while I'm taking this medication? These are really simple questions, but there are things that can impact how effective your medication is, which in the long term helps keep you healthy and safe. And number two, helps you avoid any problems you might experience with your medication. And that's what I'm so passionate about, and I know our pharmacists are so passionate about, is that we're here to help. And please take advantage of asking these questions of your pharmacist so that you can receive this information.
Yeah, and this is Pharmacy Awareness Week. I just want to tell everybody. And, you know, I want to ask you an interesting question. I know, like, for myself, right? I've been at the pharmacy quite a bit, you know, given my own healing journey. And, you know, as I do that, I'm always asked, do you want to know more? Do you want to know a little bit about how this particular prescription may affect this one? I'm always asked that question. But I don't think I'm any different than a lot of people. You know, folks just don't take up that invitation. And more importantly, to manage, you know, the prescriptions that people have today, is that causing a situation, especially with people in chronic conditions, where they're just not able to figure out what to take and when?
I think it is an unseen pandemic, if you will, of patients not taking advantage or getting the most of their medications. Either they're not taking their medications regularly, whether it's due to cost considerations or side effect considerations, and they're not getting the most out of their medications. It may feel intimidating if you're in a busy pharmacy to take up that offer, as you mentioned, and ask those questions, or you may feel intimidated. But here's what the great news is that every pharmacy has an ability for you to have access to the pharmacist, whether it's in person or whether it's on the phone or through a digital interaction. A great example at Express Scripts is that we have pharmacists who are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our pharmacists answered over 1.5 million phone calls from our patients last year. And that was really in the privacy of their own home, where you can take your time and not feel intimidated. The other thing to think about is write down the questions that you want to ask the pharmacist, especially if you're going to call on the phone. Ask about interactions with vitamins or over-the-counter medications you may be taking. Make sure the pharmacist knows all of the multiple medications that you're taking, even if you're not getting them from that particular pharmacy, so the pharmacist can screen for drug interactions. Ask about side effects, particularly side effects like dizziness or drowsiness. Ask what happens if you forget to take the medication. Should you double up? Should you call your physician? What should you do if you forget? And finally, one of the most important things to ask is there a more affordable option for my prescription? Many patients are not taking their medications regularly for cost reasons, and your pharmacist is a great resource to ask about generics or more affordable options that may help you stay on track with your medication.
Yeah, I think you just hit a wide range of things. One of the things that we discovered, especially having family members, you know, in this career path, is that I don't think people understand how much training a pharmacist gets, you know, how much training, you know, a doctor of pharmacology gets. And, you know, once you have somebody in your family and you watch the level of training they go through and the level of experience they go through, it's really eye-opening. I want to ask you this, because this is really, for me, what I've seen, and especially in talking with, you know, with someone in the family who is a pharmacist, they have had to change, in my words, on a dime. And what do I mean by that? Because we're not even talking about this, right? The industry, the career path, you know, the pharmacist, they have had to change and implement new innovative ways of doing things as if it was overnight. And we haven't even noticed it. You know what I'm, do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like we haven't even noticed how well the industry and pharmacists have responded to COVID-19. Can you talk to that point?
Sure. I think it's a really important point to consider when you think about, you know, standing up a COVID-19 vaccination program in a pharmacy, to your point, essentially overnight. And all of the things that includes the storage of the vaccination, making sure patients are safe in the waiting area, setting up appointments, making sure that the glass, the partitions and social distancing takes place, that the employees of the pharmacy are safe and able to come to work. Because if we can't have our employees come to work, we can't continue to take care of patients. So there's just so much that goes into continuing to ensure that pharmacies continue to serve patients. There's so much that goes into it behind the scenes. But think about what would happen if we weren't able to continue to provide these valuable healthcare services to our patients.
And I love that you're doing this. First of all, thank you. And thank you for being part of a profession that actually is saving lives of people, even with really small conversations. You know, it's so interesting that we're having this conversation because I moved to a different area in my state. And you know, my friend says, why do you keep going to the same, seriously, Susan, why do you keep going to the same pharmacy? And, you know, and now I know why I do, right? There's a reason I do. It's more about the pharmacy and the people there and what I've been used to for 14 years. And so I don't mind riding another 2 miles to go there. And I think that's also something we're not talking about enough, and that is the relationship that you can develop with the people that are caring for you and that are looking out for you, right?
That's absolutely right. Location isn't necessarily the most important consideration when choosing a pharmacy. It's about the options and the offerings of the pharmacy and what's right for you as a patient. You know, making sure that you feel comfortable with the pharmacist, you feel comfortable with the pharmacy is an incredibly important consideration. Mm-hmm. Is it convenient? You know, for many patients, a home delivery option may be a really great option, for maintenance medications that are delivered right to your door with automatic refill program options. That way you don't have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to leave your house. It just comes to you automatically. For some patients, a local pharmacy may be a better option. But making sure that you're thinking about, can I talk to my pharmacist? What's the best way to access that conversation with the pharmacist? Is it in a confidential location in the pharmacy? Is it through an 800 number where I can talk to the pharmacist anytime I want to at home? Do I feel like I can talk to my pharmacist about cost options, more affordable options? Is it convenient for me? These are all things that should go into your decision about which pharmacy you should use. And it is important that you get all of your medications at the same pharmacy if you can, because that's the best way your pharmacist can provide the most complete screening of all of your medications to avoid any problems.
Oh, I would totally agree with you. I know this is a short interview. I want to thank you for getting out there and sharing the message. How do people find out more about what we're talking about? And, you know, look, this is 4.5 plus billion prescriptions will be dispensed this year. This is something that we should know about and care about. But how do we find out more from the conversation we're having today? What's the best website to go to? And what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Well, I would invite patients to go to ExpressScriptsPharmacy.com for more information about the topics we've talked about today. And I would just really encourage your listeners to get to know your pharmacist, whether it's in person or through a phone call, and encourage patients to ask questions about your medications. That's the best way you can improve your overall health.
Wow. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. Guess what? Carolee Mitchell, joining me here today, head of small business strategy at Bank of America, is going to share with us, number one, a recently released 2021 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. And there's lots to talk about. Carol, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Delighted to be here today.
Let's get with the statistics. I'm a researcher at heart, and I love numbers, and I love that you've done this. What has the Bank of America 2021 Women Business Owner Spotlight, what did you find? Give us some insight.
Sure. So 90% of our women business owners are saying that the pandemic has added a level of stress, right? Mental health and wellness-related matters have bubbled up to the top as the number one priority and the number one sort of consideration for running a business. And so as a result of that, over 50% of our women entrepreneurs have changed or will plan to change, you know, their approach to working with their employees, providing benefits around wellness and, you know, wellness and mental health-related issues. And I think that that's the greatest sort of change to underscore in that it's not that it wasn't there 2 years ago, 3 years ago. What's different now is it's being pushed to the forefront as a topic of conversation. And because it's an open sort of environment to do so, the solutioning around that is very active. And our women entrepreneurs are taking it very seriously and addressing it not only for themselves, but also for their employees.
And I love that you're bringing this to the forefront. Carol, let me just ask you a couple of questions. I don't know. I can't speak for all the other women, but the women in the circle of entrepreneurs that I belong to, we have acknowledged the impact of pandemic-related stressors way back. You know, we're 2 years into this, but even the first application that many of us applied for PPP, had to be one of the most stressful endeavors, I think, for most people. I was very fortunate. I have a Bank of America account representative that walked me through even things that nobody knew about. But most women didn't even have access to this and didn't have access to the resources available. Now, take that, compound that with how do you navigate these waters? How do you have a business where people actually have to come to the office? How do you make it safe? How do you adjust? I don't know about you, but I think your study also shows that women have stepped up and have made some changes to make sure that this is an adaptable, flexible, safe, and optimistic workplace. What are your thoughts on that?
You are absolutely correct in that our women business owners, by taking these matters and putting it on the forefront, is really amplifying the discussion and really shining a spotlight on these issues that have been there, but also making sure that we're addressing it. You know, women business owners, over 48% are saying, I'm going to take a personal pay cut in order to keep my employees, to give them the benefits that they need. Over 40% of them are saying, I'm going to provide flexibility and drive that. It's an important thing for my employees as much as it is for me. And I think that why that is important, when you look at 2020 and the number of new businesses that were started by women, over half of the new businesses that were started in last year were by women. And that I think, is going to continue to grow. And so when you think about our local economy, the employers, the small business owners, the women entrepreneurs, all kind of, taking sort of this driving, factor of mental health, wellness, and stress into solutioning, I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of progress. And it's an evolving discussion. It continues on, but what I love about it is we're addressing it. And our business owners, our women business owners like yourselves, are just, hitting it and making sure that we're pivoting and driving a solution to the challenges.
Yeah. See, you know what I love about this? This always generates ideas. We're a network that is all about optimism and ideas. So it's not a mistake that, we've been able to stay in business. But, you described me. Not only me, but also my lead here. We went through this, and you're right, we cut our own paychecks because we knew that we had to keep the talent. We knew we understood it. And I saw that statistic, which is so important, and it is most women small business owners rate their current financial situation as strong or fair. But when you look at the numbers on this, you're looking at fair and poor at 61%. And I think if there was ever a sore point for us in business, it was the lack of understanding of the fact that maybe some of us, need another round of PPP and we can't get it. But for the most part, what your numbers say is we are all getting lines of credit. We are all getting loans. We are all out there to stay in business and thrive. And I love your outline and what you found. I love that you did this because we are the people that are in that investing in new technology category and staffing. We're resilient, aren't we? I mean, see, when I step back and look at what you found, I just see resilience everywhere.
Well, that's what I love about this business, because I get to spend time, with people like you that are creative, innovation. The dark period that we were just in is going to spark so much change, innovation, needed thinking that I believe is going to prepare us for the future. Even things like, this idea, the idea around, compensation being fair, right? Many women business owners saying, over half of our business owners saying it's fair, is such a great place to be, because that's fair with pay cuts, with sales going down potentially during the pandemic. That optimism going forward is going to increase. And I think that coupled with the strong connections with the community, ongoing conversations that sort of drive that connection point, I think is going to serve well. And I always say the spirit of a small business owner is just the most exciting thing to, work with, because there's no problem that cannot be solutioned. And that's an entrepreneur spirit. And so the question is, how do we do that in a way where it's sustainable over the course of the next few years and our future?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I would love to, don't want to give you more work here, but I would certainly love if Bank of America created a forum for us women business owners to come together and share ideas. Because somebody like me, who is in a studio office space, we've doubled our space to keep our employees safe. We partnered with an air scrubbing company so that we could bring air scrubbers in here and scrub our air every day 24/7. You know, we have done things that most women that I talk to have gone ahead and done and informally have shared ideas. But this to me and what your results show is that we're beyond, how do I say it? The results of what you found go beyond how do we handle the pandemic. Because what this says to us is that women business owners have literally rewritten the book on self-care, mental health, wellness, and how to handle stress. We even got our employees something called BrainTap to help them with stress. And I want to ask you this, because this is a short interview. First, how do we find out more? And what are we as women business owners, what can we look forward to from your perspective?
Absolutely. So bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness is a great resource. It's not only a great resource for helping with just sort of running business operations, but what you were talking about in terms of networking and opportunities for that, there's a lot of information on that front there. Our partnership with Cornell Institute. I take your point, though. I think it's great. We need to come together and have more dialogue, and so I've noted that down. Access to capital still remains a challenge, as you talked about. And
yes.
I think that one of the biggest things that we do as enablers is to try and make that an easy, simple, transparent process. And we just launched Bank of America Access to Capital Directory, which connects business owners to institutions that want to provide capital. And we're going to continue on that front, and we're going to continue to help sort of round out the resources that our business owners need. I think to your point, what can we expect? This sort of operation change, the fundamental changes that are being driven by our women business owners that are going to sustain beyond the pandemic and even post-pandemic are actually the disruptors and the things that we're going to need in order to compete for the future. So like you, I'm super optimistic about it because with the growth of women business owners happening, with the sustainability of them staying in business and maintaining business, with sales and revenue being fair and going up, and with optimism of hiring, I think all of these coming together will help us accelerate growth and also just, you know, build a great community to live in and work in.
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, we have gotten innovative when it comes to how to have our businesses thrive and also how to do everything that you've listed in the reports, you know, including for us as a TV, radio TV network, including giving our people remote workstations, literally technology that they could run from their homes if they have high-speed internet. I mean, this is really, I think, one of the most innovative, creative, and painful times we've experienced in my lifetime. And I hope that we all come together so that we can literally put a white paper together for other women in small businesses and say, look, we've been here and we can help you grow. And that's what you're bringing to the forefront here. That's what you're shining a light on by this report and by doing these interviews. Carol, thank you so much for doing this. Just one last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
My personal message is the small business owners are the backbone of our local economy and our macro economy. So support your small business owner, shop local, and you know, participate in the growth of the local community. It matters.
Thank you. And one more time for that information. Please let people know how they get their hands on that.
Go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness. There's a tremendous amount of resources there for you.
I love it. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. Very good news. Listen, breaking down the stigma around menopause. I wish I knew Barb Dean, Nurse Barb, nationally recognized health expert, women's health nurse practitioner, but I wish I would have met her years ago because stigma is an understatement.
For those ladies out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Menopause is something that we will all as women go through. But what does it mean to stigmatize something that is such a natural evolution of who we are as women? And what does it do? Besides the normal things you'll hear us talk about today, you're going to hear from Barb about what this award-winning author, this nationally recognized health expert, has to say to help us understand that whatever you think you are, you're more than that, and that this is a life change to celebrate. Nurse Barb, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Dr. Pat, there's so much good news now. There's so many more options that are available, and I love how you're talking about menopause because you're right. There's such a stigma, and there's also so much misinformation. You're doing such a good service talking about this today.
Well, I want to talk about it from a lot of different perspectives, but this is something you're passionate about. This is something you're bringing to the forefront. What most women may or may not know or maybe don't understand is there is a wide range of stigmatization that happens. Everything, my example, everything from standing up at an important presentation and breaking out in enormous sweat and becoming the brunt of that presentation, you know, the laughing part of that presentation. But let's go through the list because this is really where we need to say to women, please stand up, please stand tall, please hold your head up high. You're amazing, right?
Oh, my gosh, we are amazing. And that's the thing, right? Women are so adaptable. We put up with so much. And so often we suffer in silence. But what I tell my patients is no. We are not suffering in silence. You deserve to feel better, and there are lots of options that you need to consider to help you through this, because this menopause transition is not just a moment. It can last from 1 to 15 or more years.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I love doing these interviews, and albeit they're short, but, you know, I want to ask you this. You're not only passionate about this, this is your purpose. You have been out in the world an advocate for women's health. This is like your life's path. I want to ask you, what touched your heart to point you in this direction?
Dr. Pat, that's such a great question. So I've been a women's health nurse practitioner for over 30 years, and I think what happened for me was I saw that women were suffering, that they didn't want to bring up all of these issues because they felt like they had done something wrong or they just didn't get the memo or figure things out. So women are having hot flashes. They're having poor sleep quality. They're having mood swings. And ladies, they're having a lot of vaginal irritation, soreness, and itching, which is so personal and private. They think it's just them, but it's not. It's biology. It's menopause. All of these symptoms are related to reduced estrogen levels. And when I talk to women about, listen, it's not just you, but we have options for you. There are hormones, but also hormone-free, non-prescription options that most women prefer, and we can offer that to women for symptom relief. So don't suffer in silence.
You know, I want to just thank you so much for sharing that. I want to just ask you, let's get down to this and talk about what this is. You know, we have heard, you know, jokes about this. We have heard, well, you know, once you reach this, you're over the hill. Now, I will tell you, I started at a very young age. And, you know, one of the things that I love about what you're doing, I love how positive and optimistic you are, is you're actually laying the groundwork to say, wait a minute, ladies, this is where we are. This is where we hold our head. And by the way, we've got a solution for you. So tell me what you've seen in terms of the symptoms and tell me what is the latest for the solutions.
Well, in the last few years, Dr. Pat, there's a lot of good news because there's many more options for women. And in the old days, we thought, okay, it's either hormone therapy or suffer in silence, right? And hormone replacement therapies, a lot of my patients and women across the country are understandably a little concerned about the potential for side effects with that. So they are looking for those hormone-free options to address their symptoms, and their healthcare providers are open to talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. And as a healthcare provider, what I want to see is I want to see clinical data. I want to know that this is safe, and I want to see that it's efficacious, that it works well. And what I like about EQUELL is there's decades of clinical research behind it supporting both the safety and the efficacy. And also, Dr. Pat, we want to have a holistic approach, right?
Yes.
There's not one magic wand for every woman. And we need to look at lifestyle habits like exercise and a nourishing diet, because those things do help us feel better.
One of the things I love is I've done a lot of shows on women's health, and the reason that I did it was that 6 months after starting my show back in 2004, I came down with a mystery disease, and that's what it was called at this point. It was the we don't know. But that led me on a healing journey. Everything from, you know, what do you think you contracted? How did you get it? Did you get bit by a tick? To maybe your hormone levels are off. I want to ask you, how much do we not know about the importance of balanced hormones?
Well, we're learning all the time. And I just went to the North American Menopause Society conference. And women, of course, can go to menopause.org for more information about that. But we're learning more and more all the time about our hormones. And one of the things we know is that in menopause, all of the symptoms you're having are related to lower hormone levels. And yet, women are looking for non-hormonal options.
Mm-hmm.
But there are products out there that are naturally derived. They're plant-based ingredients that mimic estrogen and alleviate symptoms.
And that's, let's talk about that, because that's really, I think, the innovative breakthrough that we're talking about. See, this is the thing that when I go back and I think about where were we, where we are now, where are we going, you know, we're talking about options that weren't available. Before we get so, once I get going, how do people find out more about what we're talking about today? What's the best website for people to go?
Well, for women who want to learn more about non-hormonal option like EQUELL, they can visit EQUELL.com. And for more information about menopause in general, they can go to menopause.org.
We are now reaching the space and the time where we have gotten so much better at taking good care of ourselves and understanding it. And when I think about some of the things that women are saying on the website, you know, they're saying after 6 weeks, I feel like a much better version of myself. We have all tried a lot of things. And when I look at what people are saying, they're saying that, wait a minute, the benefits here, the things that we're doing here, you know, that it's safety of use. Let's just talk about that. No negative effect. I mean, this is really for women. This is the kind of thing that puts a smile on their face. What have you discovered about what people are saying? And what advice would you give people that are going through this?
Well, Dr. Pat, here's the thing, right? All of these things are related. So what I ask my patients to do is do your research. Make a list of the symptoms, even if you're not sure they're related to menopause, and bring these concerns up at the beginning of your visit with your provider, not at the end. And you can also set up your own specific menopausal appointment to talk to them about what your concerns are and some of the options for relief. And before you do that, do your research on hormone-free options for menopause, and you can look into products that have become available in the last few years. So take charge of your own health and take charge of how you feel. Please, don't suffer in silence. You deserve to feel better. And when you're thinking about hormone-free and prescription-free options, do check out EQUELL.com. I have patients on this supplement, and when I have them come back to tell me how they're doing, my patients are telling me, gosh, you know what? I am feeling better. Now, as a provider, again, I'm looking for data that supports the use, and I'm looking for data that supports safety, and I'm encouraged because that's what we see with the decades of research behind EQUELL.
And, you know, there's so much more. And I just want to spell this for people. It's E-Q-U-E-L as in Lucy, L as in Lucy, E.
equel.com. And when you go there, there's a lot of information. I just want to say to everybody out there, including answering some of your questions. And some of the questions are, is it safe? And you'll be able to see the answer to that. And then what I love is it effective? I always ask that question. Here's one of the things, Nurse Barb, that I was really struck by. What is it that most women experience in this? They cannot sleep at night. And I was looking at some of the results after 12 weeks of taking it, that folks were sleeping 50 minutes more. Now, I'll tell you, that is a lot for women that are not getting sleep. So what excites you most about what you're seeing and how Equel will change the landscape for women?
What excites me most as a provider is that women, they really want to make sure that there's something they can do besides just suffer through and try to get by as best they can. And we know that the lack of sleep really impacts day-to-day life. It impacts their work life. So when women are beyond fatigued, right, it's really, really hard to concentrate. And in addition, when women are having hot flashes at work, one of my patients told me she has to bring extra clothes so can change into them.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So when we have something that's hormone-free, right, that helps us all feel better because there's a safety data behind it, then we can start to manage our symptoms. We can start to manage some of these things that we thought, do I just have to put up with this? No, you don't just have to put up with it. So, again, what I want every woman to know is you have more options now than ever before, including hormone-free options, which many women prefer.
I think this is sort of, you know, for the women that are listening to this today, they're thinking, did you really say that? Did you really say a non-hormonal option? And the answer is yes. And I want to make sure that for people that are worried about options, that you go take a look at the website on your own. You go find out, you know, why this is number one pharmacist recommended. And please take a look at what you'll see here. And all of the questions that we have, no association with breast cancer, no changes in sex or thyroid hormones. I mean, you could read this for yourself. Listen. A lot we can talk about, but from your perspective, from where you sit, from being on television, radio, all of the above, what are you most excited about as you look ahead? What are you most excited about?
Well, I'm really, really excited that we have a naturally derived, plant-based ingredient that mimics estrogen and helps alleviate symptoms. And what I'm excited about is women don't have to just suffer and try to put up with this, because after all, the menopause transition can last for many, many years, and what we put into our body is important, and it's important that we feel comfortable with what we're putting into our bodies. So do your research, as Dr. Pat says, and make sure you're getting the information you need to make a decision about how you're going to treat these bothersome symptoms.
Wow. And for those of you that go there, you'll see that there's a special promotion code, all of the above, a lot of answers to your questions. Nurse Barb, last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And please, again, tell people how they can find out more.
Dr. Pat, I love this show. I love how positive you are, and I love how you're bringing good news to people. So as I tell my patients, please don't suffer in silence. You deserve to feel better. You deserve to live your best life. And I want women to know you can talk to your healthcare providers about hormone-free and prescription-free options for symptom relief like Equel. And you can go to equel.com for more information.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And women to women, what's your personal message to women?
My personal message to women is go out there. Take charge of your health, take charge of your life, and do talk to providers about the things that are important to you. Don't just think it's something you have to suffer with or put up with.
Yeah. And I want to say to women out there, for all of us that know exactly what this experience is like, we want to say to all of you, you know, you deserve a great life. This is just one more way to put a smile on your face. Thank you so much, Nurse Barb. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome to our Good News segment. Anytime there's an opportunity for me to talk about what we are providing, how we are providing it, and what we can do to really create an amazing life for our veterans, people that have served this country. Ed Sandrick joining me here today, director of Veterans Channel Humana, and J.J. Montanaro, also Financial Planning USA. Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
Now, I got to tell you this. Up close and personal, I know how healthcare and money is related because I knew what it cost me when back in the day I didn't have insurance, I didn't have Medicare, and I got very sick. And so when you take the conversation of looking at bringing both of these together, you're really helping people create a beautiful quality of life moving forward. I want to ask you, Ed, coming off with right out of the gate with you and then JJ with you. This is a daunting time for people. Millions of people are eligible, but very rarely do we get a conversation that has to do with a Medicare Advantage plan or anything like that that involves information for our veterans. Can you tell us what is on your heart? What has called you to come forward to bring this message forward? And I want to just ask both of you this question, so JJ, you get the benefit of me asking Ed first. I want to know the top three things on your list. Ed, take it away.
Well, thanks for the question, Dr. Pat. I think what's on my heart relative to this conversation is this is a daunting time for anybody eligible for Medicare. You go out to the mailbox, and that's pretty much all you see is something in there that's describing a Medicare plan or even on TV. Veterans in particular, I think we are veterans, and there are a lot of myths and misconceptions out there about Medicare and VA coverage in particular. Many veterans believe that if they elect for a Medicare Advantage plan, that they jeopardize their benefits at the VA, which is absolutely not true.
Right.
You can have your VA health care, use VA if and when you want to, and you can also enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan and use a network of providers and hospitals and benefits you get with Medicare Advantage. The two can work side by side. They don't conflict. They don't coordinate necessarily. You can use them at your discretion. Humana, in particular, when you talk about what's on my heart, a couple of years ago we created the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan, which was created with veterans in mind. It's a plan that was created to complement care that veterans get at the VA. All but anyone eligible for Medicare can enroll in the Honor Plan. It was created with veterans in mind.
You know, there's a method to my madness of asking these questions, Ed, and there's a method because I know what it's like to have one foot in the daunting conversation about healthcare and another foot in the even more daunting conversation about financial planning. So you both have come together. Can I hop over to JJ? Let me hop over to you.
Sure.
This is really an interesting tag team. You're like the WWE people of bringing both of these together, right? This is like a tag team conversation that many people don't do. I got to ask you, JJ, you know, where do you see the pivotal point in bringing a conversation about Medicare and financial planning together? What's popped in your heart?
Well, so to me, again, I'm coming from a financial planning background.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having problems with my wrestling outfit visual. That's causing.
I can help you with that.
but anyway, so you put a price tag on that. So from a financial planning perspective, there's a lot of studies out there, but the price tag you see is $250,000 to $300,000 just on. That's going to be what the average couple, age 65, so generally Medicare eligible, is going to expend on the basic things like prescription drugs, co-payments, Medicare Part B, insurance premiums. So that's a big price tag, and that really holds the power to throw you off when it comes to your financial plan and financial security. So I think it's something that folks need to be aware of. And to me, I guess when you go to where's my heart, it's all about being involved, being deliberate, and in a case like this, this is not a simple subject. I mean, there are a lot of different variables and paths you can go down. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help is not weakness. So at USA, we have our, Medicare specialists. Humana's got teams that can help answer folks and guide them down the right path.
Yeah. We're going to get back to you in a minute, because part of the conversation, at least that I've had, is I've sat around the table and had conversations where it kind of went like this. Well, it's going to cost me an extra dollar more to get dot, dot, dot. And, you know, what I love about the conversation is you lay it out and say, here's what it's going to cost if you don't get that. And that's really education, Ed. This is education information, because you know this, right? The number one question that comes up, especially for our veterans, is, well, wait a minute, if I do this, will it take this away from me? Right, Ed?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Pat, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions out there about how Medicare and VA may not work together. And the fact is, if I'm eligible for the VA, I can use the VA healthcare system if and when I want, and I can use my Medicare plan when I want as well. The two work side by side. I'm not going to jeopardize my benefits at the VA should I enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan and use Medicare. And the two do not conflict with one another. So it is important for individuals to go to the right place to get questions like that answered. Medicare.gov, I'm sorry,
go ahead, please.
Yeah, Medicare.gov is an excellent resource for all the plans that are available across the country, or Humana.com/Medicare, where individuals can understand what's available through Humana, including the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which was created with veterans in mind. And through the Humana website, individuals can also schedule a visit with a licensed agent so they can ask all of those questions and get the right answers, so that when they are ready to make a decision, they can make a decision that's informed and it's going to be beneficial for them for 2022.
And I love what you've done on the website, too. I just want to say to people, when they go to Humana or Humana, humana.com/Medicare, when you all go there, you're going to be greeted with information, questions that you probably may or may not have asked yourself. So this is really a guidepost to take you through the conversation, the short conversation that we're having today. Let's talk for both of you. This is my question for each of you, if you don't mind. There are benefits, and I don't mean like health benefits. I mean pros and cons when people make these decisions, right? Colonel Sandrick, one of the things that I'm really struck by is people don't know what they don't know. I know it was daunting for me, and I talk about this all the time. What would you want to say to folks in this really short interview? What do you want to say to folks to give them a snapshot of the most important things you see? And then, JJ, I'm going to hop over to you with the same question.
Sure. So I'll pick this up right away. When I'm looking at a Medicare Advantage plan and whether I have VA benefits or not, I want to understand what the provider network looks like. Are the doctors and the hospitals that I would want to use in that network? If I'm on medications, and many seniors are on medications, I want to make sure that the drugs that I need to get are part of that formulary that the Medicare Advantage plan offers. Seniors, actually everybody, but seniors especially, are on tight budgets, fixed income, and that sort of thing. So the cost of the plan is important. The monthly premium, the out-of-pocket while I use the plan, the co-insurance, deductibles, and co-pays. I think I'd like to have my expenses for this year on a piece of paper, so when I talk with an agent, they can understand what I've been spending my money on where medical expenses are concerned, and anticipate what things may look like in 2022. Veterans should consider the care they get at the VA and understand that Medicare Advantage won't conflict with care benefits they get at the VA. They can work side by side. They can have both. The Medicare Advantage plan can provide an expanded network, second opinions, and things like that that folks who just have VA alone may not have an opportunity to take advantage of.
Yeah. Ed, before we hop over to JJ, one of the things that I was really struck by, at least talking with my relatives,
who observed was they were looking at plans like this because one of the things they're really interested is in their mental and physical well-being. And, you know, this is an ongoing conversation, especially one that we're having. And it's one that we don't talk about enough, that some of these plans offer people, how should I call it, on the website that you just sent us to, they talk about special needs plans. And I think that's important to mention to people, right? There may be some things that are unique to you. There may be some things that if you look into this a little bit further, it can give you a complete holistic perspective on your health and well-being. Do you see what I mean, Colonel?
No question about it. And every individual is different, and that's why it's important for people to take advantage of the resources that are available, mm-hmm. Whether it's Medicare.gov to understand what Medicare has to offer across the country, or Humana.com/Medicare, where I can talk with an individual, with an agent, and let that agent know exactly what's going on with me and the kind of benefits that I would need in selecting a Medicare Advantage plan. No two people are alike, whether it's the financial piece or the medical piece. It is important to get all the best advice available.
No kidding. JJ, I want to hop over to you now in the last couple of minutes we have left because, you know, people are daunted out of even inquiring because, like most of us, the dollar signs just flash in front of us. What is your role, and how do you see the role you're playing in here, literally ease the burden, right, for people who are overwhelmed with even thinking about the financial side of things?
That's a great point, Dr. Pat. And actually, I think you really hit the nail on the head because what do we do when we get overwhelmed? We do nothing, right? We kind of lock up. And so I think when you look at this particular decision, doing nothing is exactly what you don't want to do. So Ed talked about all these different factors, whether it's the network, the cost, the medications, and the formulary. Those are all right on the money. But the thing about it is what was the case last year and where you happen to be as we go into this annual enrollment period, the landscape may change in the same plan that you're in from one year to another. So if nothing else, you want to look at these options, have these conversations with folks that can help you to make a decision that's right going forward for 2022. So I guess what I was thinking is doing nothing is it might be the easiest, mm-hmm. but it's not the right way to go. And don't get paralyzed because it's a complex subject. Like I said earlier, reach out for help. Find somebody that can help you. Go to humana.com/Medicare. Go to usa.com/Medicare. Talk to a licensed specialist. And ask your questions and figure out what the right path forward is. And guess what? Next year, we're going to have the same conversation because what you did this year may not make as much sense next year. So unfortunately, it's a never-ending wheel.
Yeah, and you know what they say about, you know, not taking action. I mean, it is really the home of regrets. And that's really what we don't want for people here. We don't want that. Our last question for each of you really quickly, what's the best website? And I'd love to know from each of you your personal message. What do you want to leave us with? Colonel, do you want to start out with you?
Sure. The websites would be Medicare.gov. An individual can see what's available across the country in every market. And Humana.com/Medicare, where you can see what Humana has available, including the Humana Honor Plan, which is recommended by USAA to understand what's available there and have an opportunity to talk with a licensed agent. I think personally, the veterans are important to me personally and important to our country. As JJ mentioned earlier, 9 million veterans are eligible for Medicare. About half of them use VA health care, and many of them believe that they can only have the VA health care or they would jeopardize VA health care should they enroll in Medicare Advantage. I think they need to make sure that they ask all the questions. Veterans are typically a little bit shy about that, thinking that they don't need anything else, and I think it's important for them to make that phone call or get on that website and see what's available.
Oh, thank you so much. JJ, how about for you?
Yeah, so I would just say kind of down the same path, but we're getting ready to roll into the holiday season. So what I would encourage everybody to do is have those conversations with your family in terms of where you are, where your strengths, weaknesses are, where you might need assistance. And I know it's not great Thanksgiving dinner talk, but it's conversations that we don't want to let go. So that inaction that you talked about, Dr. Pat, we don't want to be that way relative to making sure that we're getting the help we needed, having the conversations we need to have, even within our family. So it's a little bit broader than this discussion, but I think it's very important, and this is a great time to raise that issue, I think.
Absolutely. These conversations not only save lives, but they improve the quality of lives for so many. Thank you both for everything you're doing.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. And Heather's here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150. Crowds about day for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major block here. Accidents to report at the moment. Some slowing on 405 northbound out of those Essers up through the Kennedale Hills, but everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good as we approach close to the lunch rush. Enjoy your day. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By and Revelation from the Source. Special guest, Barbara Hand Clove.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Voters will be the deciding factor of the future of policing in Minneapolis. Residents in the city where the Defund the Police movement was born will vote today on whether to replace the city's police department with the Department of Public Safety. Meanwhile, the political universe is focused on Virginia, where Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe have been polling neck and neck. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is hopeful a deal on President Biden's legislative agenda is coming soon.
I'm going to ask you a vote that I do for today.
Pelosi's remarks came after a meeting with her fellow House Democrats. A bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure had been stuck in legislative limbo for weeks. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of pushing ahead on a long march towards socialized medicine. The Kentucky Republican said Democrats aim to continue their efforts in President Biden's sweeping social spending bill. McConnell again called it a Trojan horse for expensive new government programs fueled by the far left. Pfizer is expecting to sell even more of its coronavirus vaccine this year than previously thought. The pharmaceutical giant is looking for COVID-19 vaccine sales to be $36 billion. The sales are being helped by the rollout of the company's booster shots. Meantime, $13 billion worth of vaccines were sold in the third quarter. Dunkin' is ready to move past the spooky season and into the holiday season. The donut and coffee giant revealed a full lineup of new and returning seasonal beverages, including the popular peppermint mocha signature latte. The menu, along with the new holiday cups, will launch tomorrow. Luis Garcia and the Astros are hoping to force a Game 7 of the World Series. The Houston righty will start tonight's Game 6 pitching on 4 days' rest. Garcia lasted just over 3 innings on Friday, walking 4 but only giving up 1 run. Max Fried is on the mound for the Braves. He struggled in Game 2 of the World Series, giving up 6 runs in 5 innings of work. First pitch is set for 7:09 p.m. inside Minute Maid Park. The game is on Fox. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When a flock of geese knocked out 2 engines on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 right after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport, who would you want in the cockpit? Captain Sully or a pilot on their maiden flight? If Captain Sully was your choice, then experience is important to you. And that's what Voices of Experience with Paul Casey is all about. People with experience in their chosen field. A variety of topics are explored. Tune in to Voices of Experience every Wednesday at 3 p.m. right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see pretty much clouds and rain on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 54, 55 degrees. Tonight, yep, the rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 50 for Wednesday, Thursday, and for Friday. Hey, want to guess what it is? Yep, more rain, clouds, high temperatures, actually a little warmer, 58 to 60, with clouds and rain through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to MentallyToughWomen.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so very excited about today's show with Colonel Deb Lewis. Now, for those of you, you're going to hear about who Deb is throughout the show today, but you're going to also hear about what this topic is about and what this one area of expertise is. She's got many. For those of you out there that want to know more about her, think about this, mentallytoughwomen.com. Just think about that for a little bit, mentallytoughwomen.com. That is something that she is passionate about and has spent time doing, building, and bringing to us purposefully. So when I think about them, I think about this retired Army colonel, Harvard MBA, commanded three U.S. Army Corps of Engineering districts, right? And it goes on. It goes on about what her accomplishments are. It goes on about who she is. But what doesn't get said is when you are in these environments, you are there in environments that what? Stress. That word. And so what do you learn about that, and what do you choose? And, you know, what Colonel Deb Lewis has chosen is to look at this, understand it, and help people with it to put it to work for them. And today's show is all about this. I've been waiting for this. How do you use stress to fuel your success? Bethany, I'm getting ready to put a rap song on that. Colonel Deb, great to have you.
Aloha. Wonderful to be here again with you, Pat.
I love this topic. And yet, I want to ask you this question because there are a lot of folks that don't know how to do what we're talking about today. And I'm hoping today in the show that we can give people signs and symbols and things so that they can realize that they're at a point, an opportunity point, if they just knew dot, 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 dot. If they just knew. And, you know, one of the things that you're doing is you're helping people look at, see themselves, see in the eyes of others. You're looking and helping people understand that there are things that we can do to move ourselves forward. And we talked a little bit about it at the last show, right?
Yes, it is. But there's so much more.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean,
but everything, though, I'd love for your audience to just think about, it can be one life-changing insight. I mean, that I've had over and over and over again, but one insight can completely flip you to a whole different perspective. When I compared life to an obstacle course, we can get into that more about the West Point obstacle course that I had to overcome, and it took me only 4 years. to figure out how to go from not really doing well, passing, but then getting an A+ 4 years later. When you think of life that way, that it's just a series of obstacle courses and obstacles, but those are things that, you know, the ones that look horrible could be the easiest one you can get through if you just knew what was that trick, what was that tip that someone could share with you. Mine happened to be, my favorite one happened to be a 10-foot wall. Now I'm 5'5", a 10-foot wall, you look at that thing on the course and you're thinking, oh my goodness, how am I going to get over that thing? Well, there are ways to do it, and I found out I could hit that wall and flip over that, and I didn't hardly expend any energy. But if you don't understand that, you'll look at the obstacle and stare at it and maybe never get over it. And that's what we want to help people do, that look at life, and that changes your perspective from thinking that you're out of control, that somebody put this obstacle in your way, to knowing you have the power to turn that into something good, and not even an obstacle. Maybe it helps you take you to a new level.
You know, I was having a conversation with someone just about this morning, and I tried to recall in my life where some of these lessons came from. I was trying to recall, and I always point back to my stepmom. I mean, no matter how many times I reflect, maybe I can't remember like a thing, like a specific thing. I remember my stepmom. And I remember a lot about her. But this is really what we're going to talk about today. You know, what is it about a childhood experience under the age of 10 with a stepmom that just didn't know how to quit? First child at 12, second one at 13. We're not even going to say how that even happened. But what do I remember about her that's so similar to you? Now, clearly, I'm not jumping a wall. Not today. Jessica did, though. She just entered a obstacle course thing. But for me, my wall was a pogo stick. Many people don't even know what a pogo stick is. Mm. It's a thing that you do this. Now, by the way, they have extreme pogo stick sports. Like, I think they put engines on them. I couldn't do it. We got them as gifts. I threw it to the street. I'm in New York. Threw it down the street. And I'm like, tried it once, threw it down, moved on, my two sisters. And I don't want to tell the whole story, but I will tell you this about my stepmom. I went to go in the house for dinner, and she wouldn't let me in. And she said, you need to get on that pogo stick. After an hour of resistance, anger, I'll show you, something happened. I probably was quiet enough to realize I was not going to win that, and maybe there was a way to be successful. Do you find that in the people you work with? I don't know how to define that time that we go through where we allow ourselves not to be our stress, not to be our anger.
Yes. I think your story is fascinating because it hits on a point. Where did we learn how to handle stress? Well, if you don't have a stepmom like that who's going to help you work through it, how many kids do you know will say, well, I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it? Well, adults who've never been trained are saying the same things in their head when things get tough. And the idea is what if it's the best thing that ever happened to you? And you won't know that until you go past being uncomfortable. I think that's one of the huge obstacles that people have when they look at anything. They're going to be uncomfortable. Maybe you'll even look foolish, but you want to pursue it and say, give it the try. It's like testing the food, right, when we're kids. Try it. You can say you don't like it after you've tried it, but you have to try it. And most people look at the appearance of it and decide, that's not for me. And
you know, I love what we talked about in the first episode. We talked about so many great things, and we're going to touch upon them and really look at this thing that people so create their stories over, which we call stress, right? You know, we talked about a couple things last time, just stuck with me. And by the way, I have been reminded of them and can just literally hear you. A couple of them were this idea
of finding the power within and not imploding. And the other thing I think you mentioned, and again, I apologize, Colonel Deb, I'm going to paraphrase, but the idea of getting up and getting back on the horse as I remember it. People sometimes will get to the place where stress becomes the ruler. They forget they have those abilities, don't they?
Yes. They forget that they can respond, not react. See, it's really not their fault, and I want people to understand it's not their fault. Until you learn that we are hardwired to react in survival mode. And any time we react in survival mode, what are we talking about? Fight, flight, shut down. We all really terrible strategies. I'm in the military. Strategies designed to get what we want. Take the hill. Go do this. But when we have strategies in life that aren't working well, I go to football. An interception strategy is one where we get exactly what we don't want. And if you have no skill to know the difference in a scenario, you will react with that survival mode response and completely miss all the other better choices that will get you what you want. And I think that takes training and that takes understanding.
You know, I think about this and I think about the training that you've had. But more important, I think about what the journey was like for you. And you just shared like a little teeny part of it. You know, the idea of the wall, right? You know, not being able to get over the wall. I want to ask you this question before we go to break, and let's pick it up when we come back. Somebody said something to me once that I really struggle with, and I actually don't believe it anymore, is you either have it when you're born and you don't. Now, I will say for myself, I don't know how true that is, because I take me and then you, me plus my stepmom, Doris, that's got me to where I am today. When we come back, how do we negotiate this ship that we are on so that every hot button doesn't turn into a flame, every wall doesn't turn into a stop sign, every boss that bangs a fist on a table doesn't turn into a career annihilator? How do we turn stress into success? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Colonel Deb. Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
If your life's stressful and unfulfilling, would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll
take a quantum journey, as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info. Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Savored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Hey everybody, welcome back, welcome back. We're a great show with Deb Lewis joining me here today. I just want all of you to know this is the question. Right? How do you use stress to fuel your success? This is not a question of whether or not can you. See, we're already at the assumptive that says you can. So what today is about is to understand the underpinnings of what stress may look like for you, which may be different for me, may be different from Deb, right? And what triggers it, how to pay attention to the signs. But before we get to that question, where maybe you have been told by somebody, you know what, you're always going to be anxious. You're always going to be stressful. In the past month, I've been working with women, and one of them in particular is, I'm just anxious. That's who I am. I'm just anxious. That's who I am. And so today, yeah, maybe that's you, but can you use any of this to move forward? Before we do that, first, let's tell everybody about what you're doing, not just how you're helping people with this, but also how you're helping people to be mentally, women to be mentally tough.
Thank you. I have put a whole lot on my website. I think that's really where kind of the rich stress tools and the understanding of what are we really talking about today when we say we're mentally tough, and how does that help me be more successful, achieve more in life that I want to, set goals and be able to do it, and also as my shield, as we talked last time, protect me from all the garbage that's coming my way so that I can do that. But mentallytoughwomen.com, and there's a tab, for example, that's stress tools. And that has everything from complimentary courses that I think people, just basics, you must understand these if you want to get some of the training that will not come naturally. This won't come naturally. You're not going to necessarily glean it elsewhere unless you're actually trained by someone who understands these things. And then there's other courses. There's a book that came out. This is the one where I tell people, I take them from here where people are deeply disturbed to working well with others. That's really the essence of doing that. And while it looks like a children's book, it's so much more. And then if people want to get results faster, I do laser focus sessions where you spend several hours. But mentallytoughwomen.com, they're able to get a hold of me as well as look at some of those things to get them started. I want to challenge everyone who's listening to go do the free courses, How to Handle Extreme Stress. Because that's where we lose it all. And we're going to talk in a minute of 21 stressful things that happened to me in a 24-hour period. And there's only 21 because I stopped counting after that. It was like, why go any higher than 21? This was crazy because stress happens to us. We can't run away from it. It happens to us. If we run away, that's survival mode thinking. And I'll tell you, the outcomes are far worse in our lives. It will never address the things that are underlying it. And when we understand that, we see adversity as an opportunity, we are able to achieve more in our lives and happier. I'm joyful. Even when it's crazy, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is like the 21st thing that happened, and one of them is missing my plane by 30 minutes that only goes once a day, and I missed it because of things that happened on the other end. And yet I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be great when I talk to Dr. Pat this week. You know?
Well, but part of this is, look, you've helped thousands of people go from stress to seeking a path of work, to being successful, from conquering life's challenges. You know, you also have thousands of people, close to 4,000 students that take your online courses from extreme stress to stress basics. You know, you have been an expert in this field for several reasons. One, you have experienced it. You've learned how to move beyond the obstacles that show up that we call stressful. And I can only imagine how many really hot buttons get triggered in the military, especially from having a family that's been in the military, and they tell me. But it's so absolutely relevant to where we are today. And you said something, and I want to get back to it. I don't know how many times people get told, you know what, Deb, that's just the way you are. Make the best out of it. Okay, you're that, Pat, that's just the way you are. Make the best out of it. Okay, Mary, over you, you're stressful and anxious all the time. Okay, nothing you can do about it. I got to tell you, if any of that was true, what? Would you and I be here? What?
No, we wouldn't be here. And I think that it makes me think of a time where someone told me a story about the car dealership where someone took a used car and they took it to one place and they were going to get like almost nothing for it. And then they took it to another place and not get maybe a little more, not for it. And then they took it to a classic car dealer and they wanted like $40,000. They were going to pay $40,000. You know, the idea is if we're looking for other people for our worth or to give us feedback about who we are, we're looking in the wrong place. We need to look at the strength within. All I see when I see each person, just like you, I see that hero within them, and I see that tremendous talent. Sometimes it's disguised by grumpiness. Sometimes, you know, like the bull, you know, they're very grumpy. But I'm fascinated with that because we talked last time what's the difference between a cynic and an optimist and an idealist. And that is that they were slammed, and they are passionate. They still have that energy, but it's now been turned into being cynic instead of being an idealist. And I help them regain that. I help them see that potential within them in order to go forward. So you can say that maybe you have a tendency, like I'm 5'5", okay, I have to develop my leaping ability, you know, the 10-foot wall, I could look at that wall and say, how am I ever going to get up there? Or I can use other things that people understand, like physics and all kinds of dynamics, and I can then run at that wall and know exactly where to place my foot that just makes it a breeze to flip over it. I mean, that's really, people have told me a whole lot of things, Dr. Pat, and I sometimes, sadly, have those voices in my head, and under stress, those voices can be very loud, and you want to really, really say, go away. I get it. You want to derail me. But we can even go into that, like 21 stressful things.
I want to hear about the 21 stressful things. And you said you stopped counting.
I did. I really did stop counting because I could have had more. But pick a number. Just pick a number.
11 is my number.
They're all hot buttons. What number?
11.
11. Okay. This was a really fun one. Okay, I was exhausted. Have you ever gone to a strange parking lot and then you get your ticket and then you go do your thing and you're coming back and you can't wait? You still have a million things you have to get done and you're in that parking lot and you stick your ticket in and it spits it back out. And it not only spits it back out, it says your ticket is defective. And then you sit there and you look around and there's nobody there. And it's a huge, it's late at night, huge parking lot. So then you say, okay, I'm going to flip it. So I flipped it and put it in another way. Spits it out. You have a defective ticket. Flipped it the third way. Same thing, fourth way, same thing. Okay, now I've tried every which way you can stick that ticket in. Now I'm looking, okay, what can I do? It says push button, push button. Nope, nobody comes. I am now really exhausted, very frustrated. Get out of my car, go around and say, okay, maybe I can push myself a new ticket, you know, and then stick it in. No, they have safeguards for that. Then somebody comes up behind me to go out, and I'm like, okay, I got to back up. Okay, just hold on, put your hand out. I back up. I move to the side. Guess what? Their ticket works. So now you're really upset. So that was one. It took me an hour to work through it. But those little gremlins that wanted to drag me down and just go ballistic, I'm like, nope, I'm going to get out of here. I focused on what I wanted. I'm going to do this. I'll figure it out. I'll find a person. I'll do this. Yes, it took longer and frustrating. And then I finally found somebody who very unwillingly let me out. Wow. But that was just one little thing. Oh.
That is. And, you know, isn't that interesting about it? I want to go over some of these others, too, because I think we all have them. I was getting ready for the show with you today, and this was, like, on my mind after I heard you were going to talk about 21 things. And I realized coming in today that there was a level of stress I was feeling, and I just sat for a moment and I realized what it was. Once I realized what it was, then if you ever looked at our production room, we have 1, 2, 3 whiteboards in the production room. I actually have one in here. And I come from an environment in corporate facilities management that they used to call them what? War rooms. Remember that analogy?
Yes.
And so you'll see whiteboards. And I realized we were in a new week. And I said to Jessica, which is so unlike me, they don't see me as a detail person, but I had the pushpin, all full of email follow-ups. And I said, Jessica, can you just take 10 minutes and just do me a favor, go over all this stuff I got and just do an update and update the whiteboard. Now, I felt the stress that I had. I knew what my day was going to be like, and I had this moment where I could have, what did you call it, imploded. I could have.
Or exploded.
Or exploded.
A lot of people would explode. Jessica wouldn't get nice, Pat, Dr. Pat. Jessica would get the very vocal, forceful. And because it's so uncharacteristic for you, any little bit would be taken as a sign, right?
Yeah.
There, and then you would be passing that energy on to them, and they might be changing, you know, and implode because they
exactly.
may not have a high level of tolerance of that change.
And that's what preparing for this show helped me with, even though I didn't really know that, but I did read it. Now, you had 21 and you said you stopped.
Yes.
You said you're at 21 and you stopped. I want to do one more before we go to break because that experience that you just had, I just like almost hot flashed myself to death here thinking about that because that airport situation, that is like, I don't even know how you. Let's do one more before we go to break. You pick this one.
Okay. Let me see. I'll tell you one that really, it did push me. Like you, to do something different. So I'll flip over really quickly. After I left the parking garage, I went to get gas, and I then couldn't find my wallet. So that was one. And I would have had a whole lot more problems after that. So I'm skipping over that a little bit because you can just get to see that it just kept happening. Everybody can be pushed over the edge. That's what I really want listeners to know. Every one of us, no matter how well-trained you are, you have got to, one, know where you're going to the dark side. Know when you're going there. And so just imagine this and gassing and all these other issues that kept happening. There were another 5 more that happened at that point. And then I'm sitting there finally finding the place where I can catch the ride back to the hotel so I can get some rest, see my daughter, all that. and I'm sitting there talking to my husband. I found the right place. That was another one of the numbers, finding the right place, where to sit for it, not what I was told. And I'm sitting there, and you know when those buses start at the airport backing up, you have this one place where you're supposed to be picked up, and then one won't leave, and then they start backing up, and then they're on the second and the third. Well, I'm in the corner of my eye, I'm looking, and I can see one on the far side of the vehicle that isn't moving, and it's going slow, going slow, going slow, can't read who it is, can't read who it is. And then as soon as they nose past this one vehicle that stops, they gun it and go off. And guess whose bus that is? My bus. So I jump off the fence, and I'm running after the bus in the street with a phone in one hand. And I'm going, stop, stop, you know. Do they stop? No.
No.
No. And I guess I need to do the companion because this is just indication. I call the hotel to tell them, hey, this is exactly where I am. And all the phones were out at the hotel. Every single one. That was another number. So anyway, we can stop there. But I'm just telling you, it was
that's
like...
That's it. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
And I just started, I start laughing, actually, because, you know, you could start crying, you could get really upset, but I could picture myself what that must have looked like to everybody else running after that bus, for one. Who's this? That really works well. And then thinking, figure the odds of an entire hotel's phone system being out at the exact time I need to pass them a message.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, because this is the answer to the question. Are you in the boat where you're stuck in the story where one, you keep teaching old dog new tricks, that's one little expression, or, you know, you're too old to change or you're too young to think about knowing? When we come back, mindset matters. Mindset matters. Matters. And even if you find yourself getting closer and closer and closer to an edge, there's a way for you to stop and realize that the end of the ledge and the drop is 6 inches and not 60,000 feet. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, that and much more from Colonel Deb Lewis. We'll be right back. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support. Someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this?
Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Boy, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled we're talking about this. If you've just tuned in and missed any part of this, of course, this will replay later. And you could also go to Transformation Talk Radio and listen to it again. The question really is this. How do you use stress to fuel your success? We're going to talk about that. How do you use stress to fuel your success? Before we keep going, can you please tell people, Deb, how they can find out more about you, how they can find out about your workshops, all of the above? Please do that.
Yes. I think the easiest way is just go to my website, mentallytoughwomen.com. And once you're there, the first page has a couple things, like the book that we talked about. It'll be available so that you can click on that and get the book. This really, if you understand the essence of this book and the questions that it asks in the back, then whether it's for the youngest or the oldest in the family, it helps you understand how to handle stress. And if you look to tab two, which is the stress tools, then you're going to see so much more. There's complimentary courses. There's a companion course that goes with the book to go into more detail about the layers that are in that book. And also there's things that you can do, such as we can tailor. I do a lot of custom tailored presentations, webinars, training for different groups, as well as if people really want quick results for a situation, they are just in that funky place and they really need that laser focus session, I can offer that too.
And I want to say to everybody, if you go to the website, and please go, it's mentallytoughwomen.com /stress tools. And if you go there, you're going to find exactly what Deb just said. You're going to see there's a free online that you can download how to handle extreme stress and create your lifeline. And then there are stress basics, how to handle stress to build a better future. And then, of course, this is a must. This is a must, how to take kids from stress to success. So everything is right here, including how you can get a hold of Deb, work with her one-on-one, or bring Deb in for your group. Okay, so here we are. And, you know, this is the part that I was really excited and eager to talk with you about, and this is the one where we talk about the mindset, if we could. And I love that we're talking about something that has an emotional, let me just call it an emotional ticker, right? Tick, 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 that an emotional ticker. And people just don't realize that here we can do stuff to help, right?
Exactly. We are so minimally tapping into what is possible in life. We are these miracle beings, and we think that we're very independent, but in fact, we're all connected. And this energy, you can deny the energy and pretend it's not there and put up the walls, and then you're going to miss out, though, on what's happening around you. And when you understand that you can take the exact same situation, because you see it in others, the exact same situation, one person thrives on it. It's like, bring it on. That's when you're mentally tough. Bring it on. Okay. This is a good sign. Changes are happening. Or someone else will say, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. This is so awful. I can't move past it. I can't get up. You know, the difference is that mindset. Really, that's what it is. How do you, what lens are you putting on? I have sunglasses. You know, you want to put, what are the glasses that you're looking at life through? And I try to surround myself with people who can, who know the difference. And they're also helping me because, oh, by the way, I can cognitively understand the difference, but I'm still an emotional being. And when things happen, sometimes your body just gets zapped and you don't even know why. Could be something in your childhood, and then something triggers that memory, and you go to a place where you're not wanting, you know, you're screaming going toward that place, but you can pull yourself out of it. We compared it last time to a bucking horse, you know. Never let the head get down to the ground because you're going to be launched.
Yes.
But if you can keep it up, you got the tools and the strength. It's also the strength. You have to have strength. If you think that you can do it, you have to, like a shield. If you're just holding a bottle of water and you held it out at arm's length for any length of time, your arm's going to get fatigued because it's not natural and it's an added weight. But when you can practice and people understand it with athletics, they're not necessarily translating it to stress. And this is all pretty much all we're asking is to reframe that mind and look at, instead of saying what's the worst thing that just happened, what's the best thing that just happened? What's something, even our worst situations in life, we can ask ourselves, what's one good thing that never would have happened if that didn't happen? And it may take time, but once you get there, then you move through that toxic time and focus on what's most important.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about that's really tied into this and into what we talked about previously is in the 21 things. There's a point by which you are at a pivotal mental decision point. It's the point where you decide, I'm going to pull over or I'm just going to drive through the fence, drive through the gate, right? Now, that wouldn't be the first time somebody has been there and decided, I'm just going to go through the gate. Those are actions that result from doing what you're coaching us to do today, what you're helping us do today, or not. And it's a nanosecond of time that could guide us in one way or the other. How important is mindset and training of mindset for that?
It's so essential. It overrides your survival mode thinking. It overrides, you put it on hold. I've been in combat. I've been in places where, yeah, you got to move physically. Like, I need to go to a bunker. I got to move. But falling short of anything that's life-threatening, then you have a whole lot of choices to pick from. And our bodies and our environment is telling us, you should be angry. You should stop doing that. Oh, just go there and don't engage anybody. You know, those are all survival mode strategies. And unless you know the difference, you will choose them. And you'll be encouraged and nurtured to choose them. That's a great idea. I go back to what we talked about earlier is the people around you may not, they're trained the way they are or exist the way they are, and they don't see the other choices. And sometimes they look at a person like you and me. I look at a happy person, a truly happy person who can deal with this stuff, is someone who has been through the worst of life and made the choice to love life, to love the people around them, and they made that choice. And they've had probably the worst life you can ask. And I'm always wanting, when someone's really happy, I don't think of them as what they call that Pollyanna, that old word, you know, Pollyanna. They don't even have a sense of grip on reality is what people tell you. That is not my experience. You know what I was going to say. Something else. My experience is those are the people you want to associate with because chances are, you dig a little bit deeper, they probably had one of the hardest lives you can ever imagine, and they made that choice in order to learn how to move through it, use it to their advantage, and love life doing it. I mean, happy. If you're not happy, you can change that. Nobody else is going to give you that gift. You can change it. Stress will give you that gift because it's going to keep happening in your life. You can't run away from it. You can run, but you can't hide. It's coming after you.
I love that you're talking about this. Did you know one of my nicknames, Pollyanna Patty?
No, I didn't know that. But
I don't get called that much anymore, but when I first started to do the show, that was it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't talk about my life experiences much. I have started to talk about them a little bit more. My mom committing suicide when I was 6, homeless at 17. I mean, I start to talk about them more because I'm sharing parts of that I learned from it.
So I want to talk to the people just like you and me who have been through the war and been able to be so happy and positive. If you do not share your stories with others, you will never connect on a deeper level. See, you'll have the answers that people need in their lives, but people won't come to you because they don't feel a connection. They think you don't live in the real world. They think that you haven't experienced that kind of life. But once you share those stories, those times where you literally are on the ground being pummeled by life and trying to find a way to pick yourself back up, you know, trying. I've had that so many times, whether it's been marriage or it's been trying to do something physical like the obstacle course and just, you know, ready to give up. I fell from the rope. The rope was my nemesis. You know, the rope was the thing. You had to climb 2 stories and then swing to the upper level and go. And one time I got myself, because of all the other obstacles before it, I got to the top to touched the, above the line before you could swing, and my grip froze. I cramped, and I fell. And to add insult to injury, they added penalty points because I could just made me stay there. You know, I got all the way to the top, and then they, you know, you fall, and they do it. And by golly, you know, by the 4th year, I was going to make sure that happened. But again, if I don't share that with you, my struggle, people think you're not in the real world and that you're just, these are things. But my tools and strategies are all designed on thousands and thousands of interactions to keep wondering, if I only did one thing, that's why the extreme stress course is important. So with all this stress, would it be okay just to take one moment to do number one, which is on my extreme stress course? Because I think it will help us. Are you ready for this? Because we've been talking about a lot of stressful things, and everybody needs to be able to do this because it's like a reset button. Here's your reset button. I call it the waterfall method. Now, in Hawaii, we have beautiful waterfalls. Think of that beautiful water coming down with the foamy white and going through. Now, that's going to be like the air we breathe. We can breathe different ways, and people talk about different ways to breathe. But the waterfall method is a very distinct way that when your heart starts pounding out of your chest, or you just feel something coming on, that if you do this exercise, you will reset yourself. Because how long can we last without breathing? It's the shortest amount of time. It's like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
In 1 minute, when you stop breathing, you start killing your brain cells. And we do this under stress. We stop our breathing. We think it's natural. It's not under stress. And so the waterfall method is designed to get us back to natural and maybe even better, because you're probably 50% only use 50% of the lung capacity. 50% of us only use 50. Somehow as a child we knew how to do it, and we unlearned that. And we think we can get by with only 50% of our lung capacity. And you can, but you're denying that rich oxygen that helps you think clearly, helps you function well. And so the waterfall method, it's 10 seconds, 3 breathing in, 7 breathing out. We're going to do 3 times, 3 breathing in, very special. We're going to use this beautiful, I love gadgets. If you ever studied the nose and how air comes in the nose, when you breathe in through your nose, you're actually moisturizing your vocal cords, allowing you to speak more. Those who only breathe through the mouth have very dry vocal cords. So you breathe through your nose and out with your mouth, and it's 3 in, 7 out. You ready to go? Let's start. In. Out. In. Out. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. That air to do is push all that gook out of your mouth, out of your body. The in is clean and cool. When you breathe out, if you put your hand to your mouth, it's hot. Hot, nasty goo leaving your body. You do 30 seconds of that, even 10 seconds, and you will, what happens? How do you feel, Dr. Pat?
I think for me, as I was doing it, I just felt like a cleansing. I can't describe it very well other than that. You know, I could feel like the first one, yes, but by the time I got to the second, you could just feel things still open up. To be honest, I couldn't remember what we were talking about before I started it.